Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Welcome to the final episode of Season 7 of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. What an amazing season this has been. It is actually the biggest season. We had 14 guests, and this episode, episode 18, is the 18th episode. So of all the seasons of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast, this has been the largest, or should I say longest season, and it has been amazing. I hope you have really had the opportunity to listen in on some of the episodes this season, because they have all been really powerful. Something different this season, too, is I did 2 solo episodes. So you were able to hear from me twice this season. Usually I do 1 solo episode, but this season I did 2 solo episodes, and that was really exciting. It was good to be able to really talk to you about what was on my heart and what God was desiring for me to share with you. So since this is the final episode, it is tradition. It is the thing that I do. It's kind of just wrap up the season, like give a recap of some of the lessons learned. I feel like every season there's some different lessons that we can learn about faith and business and the importance of combining faith and business. So this episode is solely about recapping season 7 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. And the first thing I wanted to remind us off is the theme for the season. So every season, God kind of drops in my spirit, okay, what is the theme for this season? And the theme for season 7 was, how do you know your business is in alignment with God's will? It's definitely a question that a lot of believers in business struggle with, or they question, you know, am I really doing God's will? Is this what God desires for me? Is this what God desires for my business? Is this really God's will? So because it's an internal struggle, or it's a question that a lot of believers have, it really felt good to have a conversation around, you know, knowing whether you are in alignment with God's assignment and God's will for your business. So every single guest this season was asked this question. How do you know? How do you know your business is in alignment? And like most seasons, everyone had a slightly different answer. But of course, there was a pattern or theme of some common answers that people said that they know that their business in alignment with God's will. Some of the key themes that, or some of the key things that people mentioned, is knowing that it doesn't go against God's word. We all know, as believers in business, as believers in general, anything that goes against God's word, so it's the opposite of what God's word says, is not in alignment with his will. It's not in alignment with his way. His word is the collective message to the body of Christ. The collective message to the world is his Bible, is his word. So if there's anything that you're doing in business or in life that's not in alignment with his word, that goes against his word, does not agree with his word, then it's obviously not in alignment with God's will or God's way. So a lot of the guests this season did talk about, you know, leaning on God's word. Another thing that people talked about a lot when it comes to how do you know your business is in alignment with God's will is really tapping into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an amazing gift. Once you are a believer, You are gifted with the Holy Spirit, right? Jesus talks about how the Holy Spirit is even greater than him because it is in each one of us. We each one of us have that gift of the Holy Spirit as believers. And the Holy Spirit is sent there to guide us, to assure us, to direct us, to instruct us. So really paying attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit can really help you to know if you are in alignment with God's will for your business. So the Holy Scripture is one collective way that we know whether we're in God's will for our business. And then the Holy Spirit is the other way that we can know collectively whether we are in alignment with God's will. The Holy Spirit has the ability to convict us. A lot of times in the world, you hear people say things like, "In my gut, I just felt in my gut." But for us, it's a lot of times it's prompting from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit prompts us or convicts us that this is not the way to go. This is not God's will. This is not what God desires for you. So really paying attention to those promptings, really paying attention to when the Holy Spirit is convicting you of not to do something or to do something. It goes both ways in your business, really helps you to know that you're in alignment with God's will. Another way that people mentioned is getting advice from other God-fearing individuals, people who are in alignment with God and seeking God and in alignment with God's will, and getting advice from them a lot of times can help you and guide you and instruct you in decision making when it comes to your business. So that was another thing that a lot of people mentioned when it came to how do you know your business is in alignment with God's will. But I definitely recommend, because everyone had different answers, right? So of all the episodes, I definitely recommend that you tune in and hear what people said this season, because the theme this season was how do you know your business is in alignment with God's will? And every single guest on this season of the podcast answered that question. So that was a theme this season. But in addition to the theme, every single season, we always ask about people's personal journeys, their business journeys, and their faith journeys. Of course, here at the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, it's all about your faith, and it's all about your business, and it's all about how you combine the two. So I always ask each guest what their business journey has been like, because everybody's business journey is different, right? It's unique, it's different, it's based on our particular assignment, it's based on our calling. So our journeys to get where God is taking us, business-wise, when we're called to business, is completely different. A lot of times people have that entrepreneurial spirit, and they always knew they were going to be an entrepreneur. And other times people just fall into business ownership and entrepreneurship. So the path and the business journey is very different for each one. So every guest shared what their business journey was like. What did it look like for them in the business that they are currently in? What did it take for them to get there? What was their journey like? The second thing that each guest shared with us is their faith journey. This is one of the things that I really like about this podcast, is it really asks those questions about, how did you become a believer in Jesus Christ, right? That answer, again, is different for everybody, because we are all unique and all different, and our journeys are all unique and all different. But some of the common themes this season and in prior seasons has been people grew up in the church, right? From the time they were born, they're from a household where someone of significance put faith and spirituality as priority. So they kind of grew up going to church, right? But somewhere along the line, they have to find it for themselves. Even though they grew up in the faith, they're going to church consistently. Each journey usually has some point of their journey where they had to come to a personal relationship, a realization on their own, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ on their own, even though they grew up in the faith, right? So a lot of times people's journeys tend to go along that path or the second path at a certain age, whether it's in school or in college or in the workforce. Most of the time, I've found that it's been at younger ages, like either in high school, middle school, or in college. They're introduced to the faith, right? Somebody they come in contact with introduces them to the faith, introduces them to the Bible, to Jesus Christ, and then they start their faith journey. So that's the second path, or the other common way that I see people talk about their faith journeys. So faith journeys usually fall into, I grew up in it, that's all I really know, but I still had to come to an understanding on my own, or I did not grow up in it, but I was guided, led, and directed to the faith by someone that I met along the way. So they talk this season, of course, about their business journeys and their faith journeys. So that's always unique and something that I love to hear. For me, it's like I love to hear what people's stories are and what their testimonies are. So being able to hear what the guests have to say about their business journeys and faith journeys is always something that I enjoy on the podcast. In addition to the faith journeys, the business journeys, and the theme this season, what I do on the very final episode of each season is kind of talk about seven key lessons. So, what were those seven key things that I took away from this entire season? What were the main points or the main things that really stood out to me for the season? So, I'm going to go ahead and recap some of the episodes and what those key lessons were from this particular season. So, I'm going to be sharing seven key lessons from season seven. I love how we have the number seven, right? Seven key lessons from season seven, especially since the number seven is the number of completion. You know, when we think about the creation story, the seventh day is the day that God rested from all of his work. So, the seventh day is the day of completion. So, I really feel like there's some symbolism in seven key lessons for season seven. So let's get into it. Let's talk about this season and what were some of the key lessons from the season. The first key lesson is rest and relaxation. I cannot talk about this. I feel like we talk about it on a lot of seasons, and it may have been a key lesson on other seasons too. Rest definitely is always a key lesson that pops up each season. But this season, it was not just about rest, but rest and relaxation, and how rest and relaxation is actually one of the best business growth strategies. It's so opposite of what the world teaches, right? The world teaches hustle and grind and, you know, work hard and do everything that you can to grow your business. But God's word is different than the world's way. And a lot of what God's word says and teaches us is the importance of resting in Him, right? Resting in Him. And what I find when we rest, like for example, if I have a decision to make in business or in life, I usually like to sleep on it. You know, I will tell the person, I'll get back to you tomorrow. I just need to be able to sleep, to able to rest, you know. And then I put the question in my head, you know, God, this is the decision that I need to make. I'm not clear on what the answer needs to be. Let me sleep on it. I sleep on it. And the next morning, the most amazing thing is I have clarity. I have clarity as to what I need to say or what I need to do. So that rest thing is really spiritual, and it really helps you with the growth of your business, because when you're consistently resting in God, He's always going to guide you. He's always going to direct you. He's always going to instruct you when you're rested. If you're not rested, you tend to make hasty decisions, come to conclusions quickly because you didn't have that rest period. So this season, we talked about rest, but in addition to rest is relaxation. So sometimes you can rest or feel like you're physically resting, but you're actually not relaxed. You know, have you ever, you know, had 8 hours of sleep and you wake up and you feel drained, you feel tired, you feel like you didn't get physical rest? That's a lot of times because you didn't actually relax. You didn't relax in your spirit. One of the most relaxing things for me is taking a bath or a shower. Something about water, right? And when you're in a bath or a shower, for me, everybody's different. Everything is just released and I'm totally relaxed. And when I'm in that state of relaxation, all these amazing ideas come to me. All these things that I need to remember to do come to me. Everything comes to me and flows to me in that state of relaxation. So relaxation is really key, When it comes to the growth of your business, how are you making sure you're relaxing consistently so that you can fully hear from God in that state of relaxation? So, rest and relaxation is key lesson number one. Rest and relaxation is the best business growth strategy. So, it's the best way to really grow your business. And I talked a lot about that on episode two. So, we kicked off this entire season talking about it in my solo episode on episode two. The next key lesson is really business is not just a venture, right? We all know business is a venture, but as a believer in business, it is a faith-filled adventure. So business is not just a venture, but a faith-filled adventure. And the reason why is when you're in business in partnership with God, God is a God of adventure. I really come to that conclusion and understand that now. You know, when you read Bible stories and you really know the things that people go through in the Bible. It's always some type of adventure. You know, he's taking them to this place and they're having to do these things. And God is just a God of an adventure. You never know what to expect in a good way, right? It's a good adventure. It's a faith-filled adventure. So key lesson number two is really business is not just a venture. It's not just something you get into to make money, to make a profit, or even to make an impact or a difference, but it's really an adventure with God. And when you're faith-filled, it's a faith-filled adventure with God. And we talked a lot about this in episode three with Kelly Williams. She talked about a faith-filled adventure with God. And then we also talked about it in episode 16 with Dr. Dolapo Babalola. And she talked about, you know, starting off her business venture and being led by God on this venture. So it really is an adventure in addition to a venture. So I definitely recommend that you listen to those particular episodes. Key lesson number three is God has a plan and a purpose for your business. We probably talk about this a lot too on every season, but it really is true. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, you know, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's not just limited to your personal life, right? That's limited to your that's encompassing your life in general. So that includes your business. God has a plan and purpose for your business. And so we talked a lot about it in more depth on episode five with Kiana Johnson. We talked about, you know, really understanding the skills that God gives you and accepting the skills that God gives you and also the plan that God has for your skills. We talked a lot about that in episode five with Kiana Johnson. Then episode eight with Susan Fleming, we talked about understanding your primary purpose. You know, a lot of times people believe their business purpose is for impact, income, and influence. Oh, I love those alliterations. It's always a good way to remember. So a lot of times you hear people say, hey, you know, my business is to impact people, to make a certain income, to influence. But Susan really highlighted that we have primary purposes for our business. So sometimes the other purposes are secondary. It's not what we're leading with. You may be leading with impact. Maybe in this season you're leading with income. Maybe, you know, next season or this season you're leading with influence. So really understanding and knowing that primary purpose of your business is key, and what we talked about in episode eight with Susan Fleming. So that is key lesson number three. God has a plan and a purpose for your business. Key lesson number four is when you are aligned with your assignment, you are actually anointed for the work. I love that saying. I've said that several times, and people always pay attention to it and acknowledge it and resonate with it because it's all about alignment, right? Being aligned with God's word, being aligned with God's way, being aligned with God's will is so important for us as believers. But in addition, being aligned to our specific assignment, we are assigned something specific to do in the time that we're here on Earth. So it's so important that we're doing the thing, right? That we're aligned with that. Because when you are aligned with it, you're actually anointed. We are all anointed for specific work. And, that reminds me of the story of David and how David was anointed from a young age. Initially he was ignored, right? His dad didn't even want him to come in the lineup of all the brothers. But the prophet was like, was it Samuel? Yeah, I think it's Samuel. Yeah, I think it's Samuel. The prophet Samuel was like, do you have any other sons? Because it's not any of these sons. And then the father was like, oh, yeah, there's that other one in the field. So he wasn't even acknowledged by his father, but he was actually anointed by his heavenly father, right? There's a lesson in that for all of us. So the example of David was he had that anointing to be king from a young age. From a young age, he was supposed to be, he was anointed, but it took a period. It took a time. He didn't get the anointing and then immediately the next day he was king. He went through a lot. It was a journey to get there, right? But the anointing never left him. The anointing never left him. So when you are aligned with your assignment, you are anointed for that work. And I know and believe that each one of us are anointed for the work that God has assigned to us here on earth. So we talked a lot about being in alignment with God's will. We did that on episode 12 with Lisa Figgins. And she talked about three specific things where you can know that you are in alignment with God's will. So definitely check out that episode to hear what those three specific things are that she mentioned in that particular episode. And then Joy Capps, we talked about divine alignment, because as believers, we're not just talking about being aligned in general. We're actually talking about being divinely aligned, right? You can align yourself with people or places, and even probably be successful at it. But there's a huge difference when it comes to divine alignment. And so divine alignment is key. And we talk about that in episode 13 with Joy Capps. In addition to Joy Capps' episode, we also talk about assignment with Phyllis Jenkins. Phyllis Jenkins on episode four, I'm sorry, on episode 14, taught specifically about your God-given assignment. We all, as I mentioned, have a specific assignment that is given by God, and how we recognize that and make sure that we're walking in that is really our God-given assignment. So I love that we talked about that on a deeper level on episode 14 with Phyllis Jenkins. So that's all about alignment and assignment. When you are aligned with your assignment, you are anointed for the work. Key lesson number five is the power of therapy and faith, the power of therapy and faith. I love this, and I love this topic. It's actually a topic I'm really leaning into more in this season of my life, because I really feel that counseling plus coaching is really a key formula for believers, for people in general, just to seek counseling for things that you've been through in life is so important, and to just process things that you've been through in life. I initially thought that counseling and therapy was just if you've been through trauma, right? If you've been through something major, that's really impacted you, speaking to someone, speaking to a therapist or a counselor was important. That was something I understood and I believed. But the reality is, life in general is trauma. We all experience little trauma on a daily basis. So being able to process that with an expert is key. And it's not against God, right? A lot of times, as believers in business, people in the church, they're like, oh, go to your pastor or read your Bible or pray about it. And some churches and certain people may believe that you don't need to seek counseling, right? But seeking counseling, especially from a Christian-based counselor or a faith-based counselor, can be super, super helpful. And like I said, it's something I'm leaning into more in this season of my life. So key lesson number five was the power of therapy and faith. And this was discussed with Laura Neiser in episode 11. So in episode 11, Laura Neiser talks about therapy and faith. And then in episode number nine, Janelle Renee talks about the faith formula, the importance of faith. And she breaks down a formula that I think is so powerful in the podcast And so I definitely recommend that you listen to that episode to hear what her faith formula is, and how, that is something that we can really lean into as believers, the way that she lays out this faith formula. So key lesson number five is the power of therapy and faith. Key lesson number six is trusting God's guidance and focusing on his success principles. So this is key and this is important because I believe every season, probably this word trust comes up, right? Every season when I do these recaps and these key lessons, I believe almost every season trusting God is a part of it. The key lessons, because trusting God is so important. As we said, He already knows the plan. He declared the plan before you were even placed in your mother's womb, right? So it's important for us to trust that plan, and not only just trust His plan, but His guidance. The Holy Spirit is continuously guiding us. God is continuously talking to us. So we should trust God's guidance and focus on His success principles. Right. In scripture, it tells you focusing on God's word is how you will be successful in life and in business. Focusing on his word and the principles located in his word is key. So, key lesson number six is trust God's guidance and focus on his success principles. And we talked about this in episode 15 with Jeannie Gormick. Jeannie Gormick talked specifically about what did Jeannie talk about specifically? Let me just remind myself so I can share with you guys. She talked about God guides by opening and closing doors. Yes, that was a powerful episode to remind us that, God also guides by giving us opportunities, opening doors, right? They say this year, in 2024, at the time of this recording, is the year of open doors. I fully don't understand it or haven't done research on it, but it has to do with the Hebrew calendar or something like that. But they say it's the year of open doors. So I'm assuming it's the year of opportunities for believers in believers and of course believers in business. So God is really guiding us by those open opportunities, the things that flow to us easily. One thing when I was doing a review or reflection of last year, 2023, because I'm recording this in January, I paid attention to what flowed to me easily, what was guided to me, and what flowed to me easily was podcast interviews. People would just reach out to me for podcast interviews. I didn't go out and seek it. They just reached out to me. So I said, okay, I need to pay attention to that. If people are reaching out to me for podcast interviews, maybe I need to take more initiative and seek more podcast interviews out. Because that flows to me easily. Another thing that flows to me easy is summits. People asking me to speak on summit stages. So really paying attention to, okay, well, if people are approaching me for summits, maybe I should seek speaking at summits more. And then the third thing that I felt flowed to me in 2023 was speaking in individuals' Facebook groups. So also people reached out to me to speak in their Facebook group. So if I think about it, really, it was speaking in general, right? Speaking on podcasts, speaking on summits, and speaking in individuals' groups. So really paying attention to what really flows to you, because God will open and close doors. He will close off opportunities when that season is done and He desires for you to move on to the next thing. It always reminds me of the story of Elijah when he was at the brook and he was being fed by the ravens, and he was sustained and supplied at the brook. And I believe it's Elijah, could be Elijah. Again, I always confuse the two. And then it dried up. The brook dried up. He was no longer being fed by the ravens. The water wasn't there. And it was because that season, his time at that brook was up. And his new assignment was to help a widow in a city, in another city. So he had to leave where he was at. So it's really important to pay attention to when things are drying up, when seasons are ended, because a lot of times it means that God is shifting you to a new assignment or a new thing that he has for you to do. We also talked about trusting God's guidance and focusing on his success pr principles on episode 17 with Valerie Pugsley. So on episode 17 with Valerie Pugsley, she really talked about biblically based business principles. She talked about how it's so important to really focus on, is this biblically based? A lot of times when you're in the world and you're following these gurus or experts that may not be believers, they can send us astray a little bit with worldly thinking and worldly activity. So you always have to bring it back and say, is this biblically based? Is this something that is we can lean on in God's word? And a lot of times things are biblically based. People don't give it credit, but they are biblically based business principles. So Valerie really talked deeply about, really focusing on those biblically based business principles as we look for guidance and focus on his success principles. Then also in episode 7, Jaleesa Dallas, she talked about guaranteed success. What is guaranteed success? Guaranteed success is really simply knowing that you're doing God's will, God's way, and his assignment. One of the things I always say I want to hear is, well done, good and faithful servant, at the end of this journey. And how do we hear that well done is really following God's principles, following what he designed for us to do in our assignment, and following the principles of life that he has guided us and given to us. So that's what we talked about in episode 7 with Jaleesa Dallas, Guaranteed Success. So that was key lesson number 6, trust God's guidance and focus on his success principles. So as I said, it's 7 key lessons. So here is the last key lesson from season 7 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. Key lesson number 7 is your mission, message, and marketing matter. I'll repeat that. Your mission, message, and marketing matter. It's so important and so key that we kind of kicked off this season on episode 4 with Megan Bruner, all about birthing your mission. She compared it to, birthing a child. It was funny because she was actually pregnant at the time. And so she was about to birth her second child, I believe. And she talked about, the pains of birth, the struggles of birth, the whole pregnancy process. And she compared that with our mission. We're here to birth out the mission that God has given us. And sometimes it includes pain, it includes struggle, it includes a labor period, it includes that waiting period before you birth the baby. So she really did a great job at an analogy between birthing in the physical realm and giving birth to a child and birthing your actual mission, the mission that God has given to you. So that was episode 4 with Megan Bruners. I also talked about spirit-led marketing. This is one of my favorite topics. I love to talk about, marketing in general, but specifically as believers in business, what does spirit-led marketing look like? Not just trusting a coach or a guru or an expert. Those are needed and necessary, and God guides us and leads us to the right support in coaches and gurus and experts. But He also gave us an amazing support system inside of us, and He also gave us an amazing guidance inside of us, even when it comes to marketing our business. So that's why I always love to talk about spirit-led marketing and what that looks like and how we can be more spirit-led when it comes to our marketing. So key lesson number 7 was your mission, your message, and your marketing matter. And we talked a lot about mission, message, and marketing in episode 4 with Megan Bruners and episode 10 with myself. So those were covered. So I feel like I covered a lot. I always love doing these recap episodes, but it always feels like it's a lot to cover, especially since this was the biggest season ever on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. It was a lot to recap. So I kind of want to do just a quick summary as to those 7 key lessons from season 7 of the Women Faith and Business Faith Plus Business podcast. Key lesson number 1, rest and relaxation is the best business growth strategy. Rest and relaxation is the best business growth strategy. Key lesson number 2, business is not just a venture. as a believer in business, it is a faith-filled adventure, a faith-filled adventure that we get to take with God. So that was key lesson number two. Business is not just a venture, but a faith-filled adventure. Key lesson number three, God has a plan and purpose for your business. God has a plan and purpose for your business was key lesson number three. Key lesson number four, when you are aligned with your assignment, you are anointed for the work. You're so, a lot of times you may feel like you're not qualified, but as the saying goes, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So when you are called to that work, you're assigned to the work, you're aligned and anointed, you have guaranteed success, right? Like we talked about before. So key lesson number four, when you're aligned with your assignment, you are anointed for the work. Key lesson number five, the power of therapy and faith. It's a good thing to get counseling, and it's a good thing to get coaching, and it's a good thing to rely on and lean on God's word and faith in God. So, key lesson number five, the power of therapy and faith. Key lesson number six, trust God's guidance and focus on His success principles. Trust God's guidance and focus on His success principles was key lesson number six. Key lesson number seven, your mission, your message, and your marketing matter. Your mission, your message, and your marketing matter was key lesson number seven. So that was a recap of the seven key lessons from season seven of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I am so super excited for, what this season has done and will do. I'm so super thankful for you. And I really do pray that, I say this a lot, but I truly, truly, truly do mean it. I pray that this is not just information, right? There's so, so, so much information out there on the internet, in the World Wide Web, right? As we used to call it back in the days, WWW. That World Wide Web is a web of information. So you can get information about faith anywhere. You can get information about business anywhere. You can even get information about faith and business anywhere. But I pray that through this podcast, it really guides you into your faith and business and the combining of the two and what that looks like for you. That really is my mission, my goal, my desire in this path, in this podcast, is really about having those conversations about being comfortable with faith, being comfortable with business, and being comfortable with combining the two, however that looks like for you. It looks different for everyone, but these stories that the individual shares, the guests share on the podcast is really to offer up some type of insight for you. It really is to offer up some type of inspiration for you. So that really is the goal of the podcast and the role of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. So I'm always super excited to start every season, and I'm super excited to end every season because that means a new season is around the corner. So that means season eight is around the corner. And I do have to say, God has dropped so many things in my spirit for this podcast. I already know exactly what season eight is going to be about. And I'm excited because something different is going to be different. You guys will see when season eight comes out, but it is different than what you've seen in the last seven seasons. I guess that's why the number seven is so important. I feel like it's completed what I initially set out to do with the podcast with Women Faith Plus Business. And now we're elevating to something more for season eight. So it's starting something new in season eight. So I'm excited for you guys to hear season eight when it comes out. I haven't started recording it yet, but God gave me the vision, the idea for season eight and season nine. And even I think I have some direction and guidance moving into the following year, which will be season 10 and 11. So God is just giving me these ideas and really accelerating things for me. So I'm excited for what's coming next through the podcast. And I hope you are too. And I truly hope that you will listen to season eight when it comes out. And I truly hope if you didn't get a chance to listen to all or most or some of the episodes from season seven, go back and listen to them. That's the great thing about podcasts. The episodes are there. So if there's any particular episode that I mentioned in the recap that you didn't get a chance to listen to. I encourage you, take this time now that this season has ended to go back and listen to those episodes because they're all full of insight and inspiration. So go back and listen to those episodes from season 7, and or go back and listen to episodes from other seasons. We have seasons 1 through 6 also available on the podcast. So I do encourage you, if you want to go a little bit deeper into your journey of faith and business, each one of those seasons has so many amazing nuggets and insights and inspiration for you. So I encourage you to go back to other seasons also and listen to what the guests and the themes were for other seasons. So thank you again for joining me on this adventure, this journey called the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. And I look forward to talking to you again next season with season 8 of the podcast. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.